Let's talk about Karen, K-A-R-N, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. Ms. Robertson is a 67-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD, period. She's had multiple hospitalization for exacerbation of COPD in the past. She's short of breath at all times. She suffers from air hunger. Her date of birth is 7-6-57. She lives in a group home because no longer able to care for herself, period. She has slight pedal edema, symptoms of pulmonary hypertension. She uses a nebulizer on a regular basis. Her O2 is available to her, which she says she only uses when she's short of breath. Her O2 saturation is at 92% on room air, but drops down in the 80s with any kind of activity, including just getting up from the couch. She has a history of hypertension, diabetes, as I mentioned, requires prednisone on a regular basis. Currently, she's on 10 milligrams of prednisone, period. Her other comorbidities include diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, COPD, chronic pain, period. She's able to ambulate with the help of others. She's ADL dependent. And she has issues with bowel and bladder incontinency, period. She takes Norco 5-325 to control her pain at this time. Period. She's also eating very little. She's lost about 7 pounds or 3.5 pounds since last visit, which took place in 2024, 3 months ago, with diminished appetite. She also states that she feels depressed because of her shortness of breath. And she knows she has very little time left on this earth. Given that for progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.